Today is Wednesday, September 7th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I feel like there was something. I'm just going to read a few tweets. I don't know if they're mixed minus related or Geeky Gay related or throwing down related or just people randomly chatting on my Twitter. So we're just going to read them because you know what? I've kind of caught us up with what's going on in my life. And first of all, somewhere in the world I had talked about I am a librarian and her name being Mel and somebody tweeting me named Mel, but I wasn't sure if they were the same person. And yeah, they're the same person. She says, "You were correct on yesterday's Geeky Gay. I'm Mel, a.k.a. I am a librarian." You know, for branding, Mel, if your brand is I am a librarian, you should take that screen name and go across to multiple places. You know, that's a good podcast. I am a librarian. Good podcast name. I don't know. But if you're creating a brand, Scotty says, "I feel like an adult cruise without screaming ankle biters plus good dining equals virgin cruises. Geeky Gay and Daniel, all the other cruises you're talking about on the other lines will be full of families, kids, normal or rich kids, but still brats." That was related to Mix Minus, but I didn't talk about it on here because Daniel has a rule that I can't bring up anything on Mix Minus that I've already talked about on here. Also, he listens to Mix Minus, and I wanted it to be a surprise. That's the main reason. But we have decided to go on the cruise with Daniel and Zach. And so they're going on a cruise. Now we are going on a cruise, all four of us. And it is a Holland America. I'm a little bit concerned that this is going to be like a retirement folks cruise. You know, because I'm looking for my perfect cruise, I think, would be probably like Scotty said, Virgin America. Or not Virgin America. They're not Virgin. Are they Virgin America? I don't know. No, it's Holland America. Virgin. Maybe it's just Virgin. Because it's adults only. The ships are not quite as big as the Royal Caribbean, I don't think, as the Royal Caribbean ships that we recently went on. So, meaning I don't think it'll be as crowded. No children. In fact, I think they're 21 and up. So not even these 18-year-olds who can't drink, you know, 21 and up. And then also, I do want there to be entertainment and activities that may skew more towards a family. I really want both. Like, I want family stuff with no crowd and no kids. Because I don't want to, I mean, I would, because I mean, you're still traveling, you're still going to many places. So I would go on a cruise that's just like a harpist in the lobby, you know, and that's your entertainment. And, you know, they have a library and backgammon boards for, you know, activities. And, you know, but I do enjoy the ships that have, even if I don't use them, I enjoy the ships that have the water slides and, you know, the rock climbing walls and the surfing and all of that kind of, like, I enjoy having those options. Mini golf, you know? I enjoy the Broadway like shows, like the really good Broadway type shows that they have in like Royal Caribbean and Disney and stuff like that. But I don't enjoy, you know, all of the crowd and children piece. So, and maybe Virgin sounds like they might be a happy mix. And in fact, some of the entertainment on Virgin skews LGBTQ plus. They have drag shows. That may be it, but one of their entertainment options. But it seems like, you know, they're more not welcoming, but they're more upfront about, hey, we want the gays to come on our cruise. Mark said, why don't, you know, we could try one of those gay cruises, and because, you know, they just rent out a ship or whatever. But I was like, well, I don't know. My opinion of a gay cruise is, and back in my day, this, well, not drugs, because I've never been a drug user, but back in my day, this, what I'm about to say, probably would have appealed to me. But I feel like on a gay cruise, every corner you walk around, somebody's going to be giving a blowjob, and probably on X and meth and whatever else as well. You know, maybe not. I mean, I know generally cruises are drug free, but I just have that kind of opinion. And if I were single, you know, I would do that, although I'd have to diet for 3 years and exercise, and it would be a whole thing. But anyway, bottom line is, we're going, Mark and I are going with Daniel and Zach. We bought our plane ticket. We bought our cruise ticket. We just have to figure out our dining situation and anything like excursions that we need to book beforehand. We haven't done those. But we are going. So anyway, yeah, I think you're right, Scotty. I think Virgin is a good option. But Daniel, this is a cruise that Daniel and Zach are going on. And they had already selected it before they invited us. So it is what it is. We're going to see Daniel and Zach. That's the main reason we're going. So Kathy Bacon says, I would love an in-ground pool, but I love more that my kids have college degrees and no student loans. But I also maybe would have loved to have invested that $200K we paid in tuition. So we were talking about pools on Mix Minus, and so that explains that. Yeah. I was just being a dickhead. So I was saying I don't like above ground pools, but I totally understand. Like, I'm not getting a pool at all. We've decided that, you know, a pool would not increase the value of our house. And so, you know, we're not going to do it because we don't think we're going to live in this house forever. So, you know, plus you can't get a pool around here. I mean, above the ground pool, yeah, I guess we could. But in the ground pool, there's nobody, like, they're a year or more wait list for that. Because construction is booming so much here in this area. And then COVID happened. And they're running. And Walmart's building a brand new headquarters. So all the construction materials, the labor, that everything is going to new home builds and Walmart. So you can't get crap done. Baron Frosty, this is probably Mixed Minus as well, but I'm just going through it because this is my personal Twitter account. They're adding me. He says, Lord, Geeky Gay telling about how he turns his chips a special way and twitches when cashiers lift them had me cackling like a loon this morning. I know y'all are shocked that I have a similar issue with pastries. Cashiers always want to tip, flip, and destroy pastries. I'm sure I've mentioned this on Geeky Gay before, but when I go to the gas station, I normally go to convenience stores, gas stations, to get, like, I will tonight, because when I have a sandwich, I have to have something with it, like a French fry, a chip, something. It helps if it's crispy, because I just like that textural change. But I can't just have a sandwich by itself. Oh, and not a sandwich and a salad either. It has to be some starch-based. They're very strict. Just chips or fries. Let's just say that. It needs to be chips or fries. And normally when I'm trying to watch what I'm eating, I'm trying to start Weight Watchers again, and I've failed so far, but I'm trying. And so generally when I'm trying to do that, I will get a bag of chips from, I'll get a grilled chicken sandwich wherever I'm going, you know, make it grilled, not fried. So only 300 or 400 calories. And then I will get chips at the gas station because they're lower calories with more volume. Because if you get fries, maybe a small fry is the same caloric count as a bag of chips. But when you compare like how many fries you're getting versus how many chips you're getting, it's different. And I will, when I go up to the counter, I put the bag with the barcode facing up because I don't want them to squish my bag of chips. And they always, it never fails, grab the bag of chips and squish. Like they have meat hands. Anyway. And then Gary says, in college I worked on the cave ride at Six Flags. Does that count for working in a cave? No, Gary, it doesn't count for working in a cave unless a bat could poo on you. So, look, I spent a whole episode just talking about tweets that were probably for Mix Minus. How about that? All right, well, I will end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.